As councils around the country slash costs, many are looking to can or cut funding to their own tourism agencies, a move an industry insider says could kill businesses and turn parts of Aotearoa into a backwater. Both Hawke's Bay and Waikato councils are considering pulling funding for their regional tourism operations. In the case of Hawke's Bay Tourism, its council funding could go from $1.5 million to zero. Joining us now is Hawke's Bay Tourism Chairman George Hickman. Kia ora, George. What would the consequences be of that?
Kia ora, Lisa. Pretty dire. It really means that all of our activity would cease from the beginning of July. And it involves quite a bit of promotion for the region. Effectively means all of our above-the-line promotion, but we would be shutting down our website. We'd be shutting down all of our connections with media nationally. We'd be closing down our international profile as well. So in our case, there's two options that the council are considering. One is closing and one is an option B, which we've put together with the other councils, where it would keep some funding going and provide a pathway for us to basically keep alive. Without it, we know that tourism in Hawke's Bay will start to deteriorate quite quickly.
Why do you say that, George? Don't people know where you are and what you've got to offer?
Well, they do, but without reminding people that we are an attractive destination, other regions will fill that slot. And there's been a lot of evidence elsewhere when, in fact, Waikato some years ago decided they didn't need to do it anymore and very quickly realised they're starting to lose out on the national share. The reality of it is tourism at one stage was New Zealand's largest export industry. It will probably be that again. And regions who want to be part of that have to take an active role. You have to be able to partner Tourism New Zealand in the international market to say, if you're coming to New Zealand, add my region to what you're doing. And so it's an incredibly important part of the economic dynamic. The other thing I'd like to say, Lisa, is only 20% of visitor spend goes to the tourism industry. 80% goes to the wider community. And that's what gets lost. And people somehow think, oh, it's just, you know, tourism people expecting ratepayer funding to support them. It's the tourism industry that provides you the cafes, the grocery stores, all of those sorts of things are uplifted by the number of visitors that come into your region.
George, when you say it would deteriorate pretty quickly, what would that look like? Do you know or have forecasts for how many businesses you might lose?
Jobs? We have indicated to the council that if over the next 3 years, which is when they're deciding to reduce the funding or eliminate it, we believe our overall visitor numbers expenditure would reduce by about 20%. Now, that's around about $250 million a year. That's the estimate of the loss, which is significant in a region like Hawke's Bay.
So you did mention, you know, how people look at the spend and say, what am I getting out of this? I think the thing is, if you look around the country, your district included, people are getting stung with higher and higher rates and they've only got so much money and they're starting to resent being tapped for more. So your pitch to them?
Well, number one, we haven't had an increase in our funding for 7 or 8 years, so we're not actually increasing our expenses at all. The expenses that the council are covering are occurring elsewhere. So I guess the first thing we're saying is, look, don't hit the only economic driver you've got as a council, and that is we are the only economic activity that they fund. And so it's sort of an easy thing to cut off, but we think that that's a very short-sighted approach. The other thing is that as an industry, we have pushed for some time to have a national solution to the funding of regional tourism.
What would that look like, George?
Well, it could be. We already know that people like Airbnb are quite prepared to look at some form of levy system on accommodation, but they'll only do it on a national basis. They won't do it just for Hawke's Bay or just for Waikato. And so it's important that we've been trying and trying with successive governments to pick up the mantle and have a proper solution to the regional funding.
So you're asking for another tax, aren't you? That's what you're asking for.
Well, we're looking for the same mechanism that most countries in the world use. It's either a visitor tax or it's an accommodation.
We already have a visitor levy, though, don't we, George?
We do, but it doesn't help regional tourism organisations at all, and we believe that it could be made more effective. to just ignore it means that we find the situation we're in it now, where councils have got other pressures on them and they're using the tourism funding as an opportunity to cut their costs.
How do you fancy your chances, George, with government? If you want a nationwide solution, you're going to need buy-in from the government, and you're talking about essentially an additional tax. What are your chances? Have you had any discussions?
We haven't had any discussions yet, but we want to lift that issue in their mind very strongly. We just recently, the previous government put in that all regional activities like ours needed to have a destination management plan so we can manage tourism in our area more effectively. Well, we're not going to be able to do a very good job of that if we don't exist. And so from a government point of view, they're saying, look, as a regional tourism authority, we want you to be careful that you're in touch with your community, that you're managing it in a way that's not damaging the environment. And then everybody withdraws from it and say, well, let's just let the thing free flow. And say, well, if we're not in business, none of that's going to happen.
If not a sort of accommodation levy, any other thoughts?
Well, it could be directly funded by government. But the issue here is that it sounds like the tourism industry is always sort of, you know, begging for more money. It really, in all areas, whether it be regional or national tourism around the world, it's local authorities that support it because the industry generally is too diverse and too small to actually provide significant funding directly into its tourism promotion.
So you were saying that local tourism operators can't afford to fund their own promotion, because if you're asking for a levy, wouldn't you get all of them to kick in? The levy comes from the people who benefit.
Definitely, they do fund their own promotion. They'll fund the promotion of their business. They will actually go offshore and assist the national or regional body about how they can promote that region. They also offer their product up as free to people who come and, you know, write promotional stories. So they actually contribute a lot to it, but they can't additionally contribute to the promotion of the region itself. That needs to be a regional authority.
Interesting to talk to you, George. Thanks for your time. That is George Hickton, who is Hawke's Bay Tourism Chair.